Twin Sisters Digital Media presents The Littlest Mermaid, written by John T. Stapleton. The Littlest Mermaid. Deep down at the very bottom of the ocean was the land of the mermaids. Their village was made of sandcastles. The trees were made of coral, and every oyster had a pearl in it. The mermaids played all day, riding on seahorses, building new sandcastles, or just resting under the coral trees, wondering about the world above. All of the mermaids were pink, and they had the same tail, in the same color green. Some of them were fat, and some were skinny. Some had long hair, and some had short hair, but mostly they all looked the same. The most wonderful time in the land of the mermaids was when a new baby was born. Everyone in the village came out from their homes of sand to watch the little mermaid hatch from its shell. One day, a mermaid found a shell that was hidden away in a patch of seaweed. She gathered it up in her arms and took it to the village. The whole town came to watch the shell pry open. Out swam a lively little mermaid, the littlest mermaid ever born. She smiled and flipped her tail. But the mermaids did not shout for joy like they did when all other babies were born. Instead, they just stared. The lively little mermaid looked different from all the other mermaids. She was purple. Everyone who had gathered around rushed back to their homes. They whispered about the strange-looking mermaid and stared at her from inside their castles of sand. The little purple mermaid knew that she was different, but it did not bother her. She rode on seahorses, rested under the coral trees, and built her own sandcastle by the seaweed patch where she was found. Sometimes the little purple mermaid went to where the other mermaids played, but no one ever invited her to join them. She just looked too strange to them. Many days passed beneath the sea, and the little purple mermaid had made new friends for herself. All the fish loved her because she was so playful. She made friends with all the dolphins too. Sometimes they would take her for a ride to the surface of the sea, and they'd jump in and out of the water all day long. The little purple mermaid loved all of her friends, but she still wished she could play with the other mermaids. They seemed to have so much fun together. And one day, while the other mermaids were napping under the coral trees, a newly born mermaid wandered into the seaweed patch where the little purple mermaid lived. At last, the little purple mermaid had another mermaid to play with. Together, they rode on seahorses, and in that day, they became very good friends. The other mermaids were very surprised, but as they watched the two new friends play together, they began to notice that the little purple mermaid liked to do the very same things they did. They realized that she was really no different from them at all. So on that very day, all the mermaids invited the little purple mermaid over to play. They even made a special strand of pearls to welcome her. And that made the little purple mermaid very happy. In the years to come, many new babies were born in the land of the mermaids. Some were pink, Some were purple, and some were even orange. But no matter what, each and every time a baby was born, all the mermaids shouted with joy. And each and every little mermaid was loved just as much as the next.